Well, we've come to the end of another sermon series, responding to the authority of Jesus. And today I want to talk to you about you. How do you listen to the divine word? So let's read some Bible verses to get us started. Turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 4. And I'm thinking that later on in the year we'll come back to Mark's Gospel and do a few more messages. Mark chapter 4, let's read the first 9 verses to get us started. Familiar portion of Scripture to all of you. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. Again, Jesus began to teach beside Lake Galilee. I'm reading from the Good News Translation. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it. The boat was out in the water, and the crowd stood on the shore at the water's edge. He used parables to teach them many things, saying to them, "Listen, once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on the rocky ground where there was little soil. The seeds soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep. Then when the sun came up, it burned the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants, and they didn't bear again. But some of the seeds fell in good soil, and the plants sprouted, grew, and bore grain. Some had 30 grains, others 60, and others 100. And Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears." Now go down to verse 13. Then Jesus asked them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you ever understand any parable? The sower sows God's message. Some people are like the seeds that fall along the path. As soon as they hear the message, Satan comes and takes it away. Other people are like the seeds that fall on rocky ground. As soon as they hear the message, they receive it gladly. But it doesn't sink deep into them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. Other people are like the seeds sown among the thorn bushes. These are the ones who hear the message, but the worries about this life, the love for riches, and all other kinds of desires crowd in and choke the message, and they don't bear fruit. But other people are like the seeds sown in good soil. They hear the message, accept it, and bear fruit. Some 30, some 60, and some 100. And then verse 23, "Listen then, if you have ears." Who has ears here in church? Do you all have ears? How many have more than one? How many have more than two? Okay, you got two ears. That's important. He also said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The same rules you use to judge others will be used by God to judge you, but with even greater severity. Those who have something will be given more, and those who have nothing will have taken away from them even the little they have." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Whoever has ears to hear, apparently that's all of you, let them hear. The psalmist described a successful person as one who listens to and gives earnest heed to the teachings of God's law. This is what he said: "Blessed are those who do not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners sit, or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his law day and night. They are like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." That's the first psalm, the first three verses. Well, Jesus concluded his Sermon on the Mount with a declaration that those who hear the word of God and actually do what it says will participate in the joys of the kingdom. Only those who obey the word can enjoy a secure life in the present, as well as enjoy the hope of an eternal home in the hereafter. But a careful study of the Bible will bring you to the shocking awareness that throughout the ages, people have been pretty lousy listeners to the Word of God. So, how do you listen to the Word of God? Jesus was a well-known teller of tales, parables. That was a technique of teaching that was wildly popular back in his day. Jesus wasn't the only Jewish rabbi who told parables, but for sure his were the best. And he told a parable once called the parable of the sower in order to emphasize the supreme importance of being a good listener as well as a consistent doer of God's word. The parable expresses the profound truth that if one will sow the divine word, there will be an eventual harvest. It may take a while, but a harvest is guaranteed. When the word of God is sown, a harvest will be reaped. Perhaps as part of Jesus' purpose was to encourage his disciples to be faithful seed sowers. The late great preacher, Dr. G. Campbell Morgan, taught that the parable of the sower was intended to dissipate the disciples' despair because they would not always be successful in communicating the gospel, communicating the good news. The great majority will hear the words, but won't really pay attention and won't respond. You probably have had the same results in your attempts to share your faith with the lost. They hear what you're saying, but they just shake it off. The parable of the sower, which might be better called the parable of the soils, is a parable that provides a lot of teaching, but at the same time provides a very stern warning against poor listening habits. So are you sitting here in church? As you're sitting here in church, do you really want to hear a word from the Lord? I mean, really? Would you stay put in your pew until you hear a word from the Lord? Will you weigh his words in order that you might discover their true meaning and purpose? Are you willing to work at being a good listener to the word of the Lord? Do you want to be a serious follower of Jesus? Or are you happy being a non-serious, lazy listener to God's teachings? Without being aware of it, many of us, myself included, have developed very poor listening habits. To the husbands out there, how many times has your wife said, did you not hear anything I just said? I mean, it happens, right? Every day? Well, you guys can come to my office and we'll see if we can get this straightened out. We fail to listen to our spouses all the time. A lot of parents are literally deaf when it comes to listening to their children. These children grow up and learn the lesson. They become lazy, lousy listeners too. And I can tell you after like over three decades in this business, during a sermon, most members of the congregation have pretty poor listening habits. There was a very serious study made as to why people don't really hear and grasp things that are spoken to them. It was a university professor made a study of the listening habits of his students, and he listed 10 of the worst listening habits of students. Sandy and people at the college, you'll love this. Here are the 10 of the worst listening habits of students. Number one, and you could substitute church members for the word students. Students decide immediately that the subject is uninteresting, so they mentally check out. Students can criticize the speaker's delivery and just stop listening. Students allow themselves, this might be my problem, students allow themselves to become overstimulated by one facet of that which is being taught and then miss everything else that's being said. Four, some listen only for parts or two parts of what the speaker is saying. Five, some fail to listen because they're trying to take notes. So in addition to being a lousy listener, these people can't even take notes either. Some have developed the habit of just staring at the speaker or sleeping with their eyes open. I had a friend in high school that slept with his eyes open. He used to prop his arms up on his desk like this, and he'd be sleeping with his eyes open. I remember Father McMillan in history class in high school. One time he was giving a lecture on something. I don't remember what it was. And John Chisholm was my friend's name. Well, it is his name. That's still his name. And he was sleeping with his eyes open. And Father McMillan was doing his lecture, and he stopped. And he used to do this. He was the one that did this with his. He said, you have to do that when you're speaking, otherwise you'll pass out. I don't know if it's true or not. And he did this, and he said, and he was always Mr., like Mr. Porter. He said, Mr. Chisholm. And of course, John woke up. He said, he was old. Well, he was probably my age, back when I was a kid. And he said, Mr. Chisholm, if you're going to sleep during my lectures, please close your eyes because you're freaking me out. He would do that in all of his class. I was so envious of John. He could literally sleep with his eyes open. I mean, you look at him, his eyes were open, but it's like he was sleeping. And then there are people who create minor disturbances or are distracted by minor disturbances so that they can't pay attention to the speaker. They're fidgeting in their purse, or they're looking at all the stuff that gets shoved into places where your hymnals are stored there. And then there are people who just don't listen because the subject matter is too complicated or it's just too hard to pay attention. Some fail to hear because they let emotionally loaded words or terms throw them off the subject. And one of the all-time worst listening habits is to skip off on some mental tangent suggested by the speaker and so miss what he's saying. But in truth, I'm a little bit empathetic to you guys sitting out there, because you can think a lot faster than I can talk. So it's possible to let 80% of your brain power idle and still comprehend what's being said with the remaining 20%. But problems develop at the point of how we use the part of the brain that's idling while we should be listening. So, do you let poor listening habits prevent you from receiving what God is trying to tell you when you're, say, reading your Bible at home, doing your daily devotional, or when you're listening to me? So let's take a closer look at the parable that Jesus told. First of all, there's the sower in the parable. It may seem strange to us today that the 12 completely missed out on what Jesus was saying. Mark often shows them in this light. They're not always the brightest. But as was Jesus' style, he would tell a parable, and then he would, after a while, a few verses down, he would tell this parable to a crowd of disciples, but then he would explain in private a few verses down his deeper meaning to a much smaller crowd, usually just the 12. Mark 4:10 says, when he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. They heard the parable, but curiosity got the best of them, and they showed Jesus that they were ready to learn the deeper meaning. This is why Jesus said things like, whoever has ears, let them hear. Essentially, Jesus admonished all of his listeners to pay careful attention to what he was about to teach them, knowing that most of them probably wouldn't, but some would. Like church members today, a lot of the disciples had poor listening habits, but some didn't, and to them, Jesus took the time afterwards to carefully explain the parable in greater depth. Now, the sower in the parable, of course, is Jesus Christ. That means that there's nothing wrong with either the person sowing the seed or the purpose or the method of the divine sower. So the fact that some people miss the word of God, that's on them. That's not on the word of God. You can't blame God for that. Everything God does is perfect. Everything Jesus does is perfect. So when the divine sower is sowing the seed of the word, it's got to be received by those listening to it. Now, the seed, of course, represents the word of God. Jesus, as the great seed sower, spent his earthly ministry sowing the seed of the word of God all over. There's a special power in God's word. God's word heals people. Remember, we talked about that a few weeks ago. He sent his word and it healed them, the Bible says. The word of God is powerful. It has a living vitality about it. It can produce tremendous changes if it is received into the heart in faith and commitment. So the problem is never with the word of God, ever. The word of God is as perfect as God himself, and it contains power. Thirdly, the soil represents the different kinds of listeners and their listening habits. Now, as Jesus discusses the various types of soils or the various types of listeners, in reality, he's talking about the way people listen to the divine word. In a sense, the parable of the sowers is the key to all the other parables that Jesus would tell. Because if you don't understand the parable of the sowers, none of them will make sense. That's why Jesus said what he did about the importance of understanding this single parable. The quotation in verse 12 always bothers some people. So let me explain it to you. Mark 4:12 says, "So that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and never hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." If you don't read that right, sounds like God is deliberately hiding his truth from all of us. But if that's the case, what's the point of the parables? What is expressed here really is the purpose of the parables and how they work. In spite of all their questions and looking for answers, some people, some Christians even, never fully see or understand the word of God, because if they did, then they would turn to God for forgiveness. That quote is from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah was describing hard-hearted people who would turn their back on God and simply refuse to listen to him. This is what a lot of Jesus' followers are like even today. But even in the case of those who do listen and are somewhat paying attention to the word of God, those who are ready to listen, shallow response is always the danger. Careless, superficial, and lazy listeners who have no root, or those whose lives are so full of worries or pleasures, will bear absolutely no fruit. Only those who listen and pay attention to what they heed or read the Bible and accept it and act on it will be fruitful. So, let's talk about your listening habits. That's the parable. Now, let's talk about you. Now, are you... Look at that, you're all paying attention. Isn't that amazing? Are you a wayside listener? Like, are your heart and mind hard and simply unreceptive to the word of God? Like, have you neglected preparing your mind to receive the seed of God's truth, his word? Jesus tells us that the devil is trying to prevent us from receiving God's truth. He tries to do that all the time during sermons and Bible studies, whether it's for me or anybody. The word of truth goes forth from the preacher or the Bible teacher, and the devil snatches those seeds away, just like the birds do. So how do you listen to the word of God? Are you like that? Are you a stony ground listener? Like, do you listen in a shallow, superficial manner, making a little response to the word of God? Do you neglect to let the word of God touch you and change the moral nature of your being? I think that describes a lot of Christians. They're moderately interested in the Bible. They read it. They listen to sermons. But it doesn't go any further than that. They refuse to let the word of God change them. Have you refrained from letting God's word affect your life? If there's no real change within your life, within your habits, within your habitual way of thinking, it probably means that you're like you're stony ground, shallow, superficial kind of listener. Is that how you listen to the word of God? Or are you a compromised, distracted listener? Like, do you hear the word of God and welcome it? But then when you leave this place, do you let the cares of the world crowd in and prevent you from responding as your heart tells you you should respond? I think that's the majority of Christians. Good people, solid people. But they're so overcome with the cares of this world. And the cares of the world include all the claims that are made upon us by our jobs, by our family, by our neighbors, our businesses, our careers, our household duties, our school duties, and so on. All kinds of things can crowd out the word of God. The love of wealth and the things that wealth can bring, this was on Jesus' mind, can hinder our Bible study and prevent us from being regular in our worship. The desire for material things can completely destroy the desire for spiritual things. Satan will make many promises to you, and he'll offer you the kingdoms of this world, just as he did Christ, if you'll give him your full and complete attention. And a lot of us fall for that. Living in a competitive and materialistic world and society which judges success in terms of dollars and power and influence, every believer needs to be on guard. And even those with a good heart, we get all caught up in the cares of this world, so that the word of God gets choked out before it can do anything good to us or for us. Or do you listen with an open, receptive heart, eager to respond fully to the word of God? That could be you. Like, before you come to church, before you come to Sunday school or Bible study or whatever, you've taken the time to pray, prepare your heart to receive what God has for you. I love church members like that. Makes my job a lot easier when you come to church ready to receive what God has for you. Each of us, when we come into church, we need to understand that we're meeting with God. And you don't take that lightly. I know what it's like sometimes when you're trying to get out to church. You slept in, so you're rushed. You get down that last gulp of coffee, the dog bumps you and it spills all over your shirt. Or you argue with your kids on the way to the car to go to church or whatever. I know what it's like because we go through the same thing at our house. But you know, if you took a moment to pray, to prepare your heart to receive what God has for you, you would receive something. Each of us should listen to the word of God attentively. Don't be like John Chisholm. Don't fall asleep with your eyes open. Stay awake. Each of us should listen to the word of God prayerfully. as the Word of God is going forth and your mind is starting to wander after about 12 minutes, that's about the max for most church members, say a quick prayer. Lord, help me to focus on what this guy is saying. Each of us should listen to the Word of God responsively. When I'm up here, or any preacher, he's not just whistling Dixie. I mean, he's trying to get you to do something. Change the way you're living. Change the way you're thinking. Helping to implant an optimistic attitude in you. You know, I don't want you to leave here feeling worse than when you came in, unless you're a dirty, rotten sinner, then you should. But all things being equal, you should leave here feeling built up and encouraged in your faith. But only the Lord can do that. I can wish you well, and that'll last for a few minutes, but the Lord's encouragement lasts a lot longer than that. But you have to respond to the Word of God. And each of us should listen to the Word of God obediently. Like when the Bible tells you to do something, you ought to do it. Just don't read it and say, yeah, so-and-so, that's what he should be doing. You should be doing it. You're reading it for a reason. So how do you listen to the Word of the Lord? Jesus said, whoever has ears, let them hear. Well, we've already established that all of you have two ears. Make use of them. Make use of them. You also have two eyes to read the Word of God. Read it. Make use of your eyes. Make use of your ears. Listen, your worship will take on a much greater significance if you develop the right kind of listening habits. If you go to church ready to receive something from the Lord, you will receive something from the Lord that will answer a question that you've had, a struggle that you're going through, or something that's going to help you get through the coming week. But you have to receive it. You have to be open to receive it. It's like this, you know, I got a watch. This is a very cool watch. I paid a lot of money for it. Now, some of you may not have a watch. So I want to give you this watch. All you got to do is come and take it. This watch tells the time in four different countries, all at the same time. It's an amazing watch. It glows in the dark. If you're in a dark room and you press on the thing there, it lights up so much that it blinds you. I use this to set the thermostat for the fireplace downstairs because it's that bright. It's an amazing watch. It's waterproof. You can go down like 60 feet and it will still tell time. It will even tell you your blood pressure, allegedly. So who would like a watch like this? It's an amazing watch. All you got to do is come and take it. You're like a lot of church members, Sandy. See, God is offering you something that you need, like this watch. How come you're not rushing to get it? God is offering exactly what you need for Monday morning. But you have got to latch on to it. I know some of you, by Wednesday or Thursday, you're sick of what's going on in your office. You're tired of what's going on in the world. You're just pooped. You don't have to be that way. What you receive on a Sunday can carry you through the whole week. And if it doesn't, you've always got Wednesday night. He sent his word and it healed them. Look at whatever you need is in God's word. But you have got to make use of your ears. You got to make use of your eyes. Hear the word of God. Receive it into your heart. Put it into action in your life. Trust its promptings and directions and obey its precepts. By all means, let the Savior come into your heart. Let him forgive you and grant you the gift of new life. But don't stop with that. Let him be your teacher and your friend and your guide. This is the key right here. How do you listen? to the divine word. Now let's pray. Because I can tell from my cool watch it's time to stop. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. Your word that's so special to us, we ignore it all the time. So please forgive us for that. Forgive us, Lord, for not paying attention to Bible studies that we hear in church or that we listen to. Your word is all around us, but we just don't notice it. And even when we do, sometimes we don't do anything with it. So please forgive us. Help us, Lord, to receive your word. Help us to try to understand it and put it to work in our lives. It's better for us. It's better for everybody in our family. It's better for the world if we, as your children, would pay attention to your word. Help us to be better listeners, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. So what kind of listener are you? Okay.